Jacob here from the Free Culinary School Podcast, found online at freeculinaryschool.com with another edition of the FCS Q&A. And today's question comes from Brian, and he says, looking at honing rods, is a ceramic rod any better than a steel rod, or is it just kind of gimmicky? Thanks, Brian. Well, that's a great question, and let's go ahead and, before I answer, do a quick review on honing rods and also sharpening stones. So basically, a honing steel or a honing rod is something that you swipe your knife on at a 22 to 18 degree angle in between sharpenings. And what it does is it's going to take those burrs off the edge of your knife, and it's going to kind of keep the integrity of the edge in place. Because as you use your knife more and more, it's going to sort of start to get out of alignment just a little bit, and it's not always necessary to take it to the stone. Now, once your honing rods stop working and they're not really bringing back that nice sharp edge, then it's time to sharpen it on a sharpening stone, either a water stone or a oil stone. Now, that's a whole different segment right there in itself, but that was just a quick review. So the difference between a steel honing rod and a ceramic honing rod is that ceramic is much harder, so it actually works really good for hard steel knives. So if you have like a really, really hard, for example, you know, I use Japanese knives, and Japanese knives traditionally have a very hard steel, which makes them fairly durable. And there's some German brands that do it as well. So for the harder steel knives, you're going to have really good luck with a ceramic honing rod. Now, I actually have both, and I use both, and my favorite application for a ceramic hone is after I'm done sharpening my knife on a stone. And here's the process. I'll reshape my blade. I'll finish it off on the smoothest setting on the sharpening stone. Then I will take it to my nice, smooth steel honing rod, and I'll give it maybe 6 to 8 swipes. And then I'll take it over to my ceramic honing rod, and I'll give it maybe anywhere from 3 to 4 swipes. And you need less swipes on the ceramic honing steel or honing rod because it's so much harder. And that last couple of swipes on that ceramic are really going to bring a nice razor-sharp edge to your knife. So if you had to choose, I would say that really, I prefer to have both for the reasons that I just stated. But if you really have to choose between one or the other, unless you have a super hard knife that doesn't really respond well to a honing steel, I would just go with a regular steel. There's some really great ones out there. I love the F. Dick brand for German knives, and there's also some nice diamond cut steels, and also Shun makes a great steel specifically for their knives. And that's something also that you want to look into as well, is see what the manufacturer of your knife actually recommends for a honing rod, because different blades need different sorts of honing steels, and you can actually ruin your blade if you use the wrong sort of steel. So I would definitely consult their website. I'm sure they have it there. And double check what kind of steel goes best with your knife. Now, with that said, ceramics are a great thing to have, but remember that even though ceramic is very hard, at the same time they are fragile. So be very, very careful, because if you drop it and it hits the floor, it's going to shatter and you're going to be out of basically a honing steel. That's not going to happen with an actual true steel honing rod. So just be careful. If you got a ceramic one, don't drop it. And if you have any more questions, Twitter me at Chef Jacob. Check out my Facebook page. Go to freeculinaryschool.com to read all of our articles and listen to our main podcast. Both the Free Culinary School podcast and the FCS Q&A are now available in iTunes. And until next time, this is Jacob of the Free Culinary School podcast, reminding you to cook with passion.